I didn't really go into it looking to be heathen. It was, oh, I'm reading the Edda, and this is fascinating. This is ring, I mean, I'm from German descent. I'm from German and Danish descent. From there, I felt, okay, this resounds with me. I feel a connection with my ancestors. And
I kind of stumbled across some materials about the modern reawakening of ancient heathen religion, and historical and cultural connections kind of talked to me a lot. One of the first things I did was looking for sources that to make sure that the modern revival of heathenry was being true, or at least actually connected to something that happened. Need is in the mythology, it's in the old legends and stories, like in Beowulf.
For us as heathens in our lore, those who constructed great works of poetry can do so because of mead and beer.
I make about 5 gallons at a time, so that's about 16 to 18 pounds of honey. Just a basic mead recipe. Put in some lemon juice and lemon rinds. Raisins, brew some strong English tea, and the yeast.
It's kind of fun trying out the different types.
Hey, Gary's been getting us honey from the same people that make Valley Vineyard.
Uh-huh.
It's a very, very good honey, but it's very expensive.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put some spring water in here.
Yeah, I kind of think about it while I'm stirring the pot there and stirring everything in together. Part of our cosmology, the nonlinear cosmology, where all things are linked by stirring in all the ingredients. We connect to the past that way, to the ancient mead makers.
Mead for us, at least for me, is the closest connection to our ancestors outside of blood. Not only am I copying what my ancestors did, I'm also writing a new saga and a new story.
You know, that'd be the perfect honey to do jalapeno mead. I think just straight wildflower honey is not enough base for jalapeno. Yeah, Sean tried it, but when he did it with just straight wildflower. All you got was hot. You didn't have any body to the meat. I think that honey would help.
I remember that. You guys gave me a bottle of that. It was pretty interesting.
This thing was just way too hot up front. I was like, dear God. I hope that wasn't your knee.
I think we got a winner. This one.